appreciate you. We honor you. We adore you.
Blessed be your name, Lord. We give you the praise and give you the honor, Lord, because you are here in our midst. Thank you for tonight. Thank you, Lord, because you will fight battles for us. Battles we never knew existed. For delivering us from dangers we couldn't even see. We are grateful to you. Blessed be your name, Adonai. Thank you. And thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. And take your seat in the presence of the Lord. I welcome everyone here tonight. In Jesus' precious name. Very quickly, before we go on to pray tonight, we shall look at the word in the book of John, chapter 1, verses 1 to 5. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. This evening, we're looking briefly on the subject, the power of light. The power of light. Why is light needed? Yesterday, we looked at what it takes to fuel and feed and grow our faith. And we saw that the light of the world is one of them. So light must be very powerful. And when we talk about light, we are referring to two basic things. First, illumination from scripture. That is what you see as you opened the Bible. God showed you something. Illumination from scripture. And second, revelation from the Spirit. That is, God opened your eyes in the realm of the Spirit. A vision, a dream, a trance, an insight, something that gives you a clue to something. That is basically what we refer to. The illumination is the insight and light from Scripture. It could also be revelation of scripture, but the revelation of the second is revelation of the Spirit, where the Lord opened your eyes to see something and know a mystery, something behind something. Now, how powerful is light? Five things. Number one, light fuels faith. Faith is driven by light. The Bible said in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And that word of God is light. In him was the word, and the word was the light of men. Faith, light fuels faith. And you know that faith is critical to victory. So 1 John chapter 5 verse 4, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So you need light to fuel your faith, and you need faith to be victorious. Which means ultimately, light guarantees victory. Right? So light fuels faith, and faith is critical to victory. Number two, light cures the night. Light cures the night. The meaning of that is light disarms darkness. The Bible said, in him was light, and the light was the life of men. And the light in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. If there is anything that is dark around your life, or the powers of darkness tied your destiny down in any way, just one light can cure the night. God's servant Papa Oyedepo said the dominion of light over darkness is instant and automatic. The dominion of light over darkness is instant. You turn on light and darkness checks out on the spot. So light is critical for us to handle the various darknesses or dark corners of our lives. The powers of witchcraft, the powers of the occult, the powers of ancestral and generational curses and spells can be broken by the light that we connect. Light cures the night. Number three, light facilitates distinction. In order for a person to stand out and not die out, it takes light. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1 said, "Arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you." Light facilitates distinction. It makes you to stand out and not die out. Light destroys obscurity. It delivers a person from background existence, living as if you are not alive. Light of scripture, light of revelation. Number four, light guarantees restoration. It is light that reveals and rescues what is missing. You have a coin that fell and dropped under the bed. Light shows you where it is and light helps you to pick it. Am I communicating? In Luke chapter 15 verse 8, a woman lost a piece of coin. And the Bible says she lit a candle or a candle and found it under the bed. That's what light does. If there are things missing in your life, say, so, this thing is meant to be here in my life, but I don't know where it is. It is light that assists you to locate them. Light is critical for restoration. And number five, light brings change. Things change when light comes. In Genesis, the earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. The Spirit of God moved on the face of the waters. God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. That light arrived and change happened. Light brings change. It brings change. Things change for the better when light arrives. I see change happening for somebody. When the light is bright in your room or in your house, you can say, "Oh, I need to change the room to this condition or that condition." Light brings change. Now, how does light come? How does light come? Number one, staying in His presence. Staying in His presence. Psalm 89 verse 15. Blessed is the people that love the joyful sound. They shall walk in the light of your countenance. The face of God carries light. So when you stay in God's presence, either by virtue of worship or by virtue of prayer or by virtue of communion, unbroken communion, you stay with God in His presence, you connect light. Psalm 36 verse 9, it said, "For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light." To carry God is to carry light. The presence of God is the headquarter for light. That is corroborated in 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 16. It said, God only has immortality, dwelling in the light which no man can approach unto. He has immortality, his headquarter, the light. So people who carry God's presence are carriers of light. They are highly lighted. Staying in His presence. Number two, staying in the Word. The beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was light. So the Word carries life, and the life equals light. Psalm 119 verse 105. He said, "That thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Psalm 119 verse 130. "The entrance of thy word giveth light." When word enters, light comes. So you cannot walk in darkness by hanging around word.
To be warded is to be lighted. Staying in his presence brings light. Staying in the word brings light. Number three, waiting on the Lord. In Isaiah chapter 58 verse 6, is this not the fast that I have chosen? Then in verse 8, if you fasted according to how I chose the fast, then shall your light break forth as the morning. There are people, before this fast is over, God will show you an unusual light. Even before this week is over, you are going to see something from scripture and see something in the realm of the spirit that will change the whole of your life. Say the loudest amen. Waiting on the Lord. It's critical to life. Number four, singleness of focus. When your eye is single, your body is filled with light. Matthew 6, 22, all the way to verse 23. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. When you are focused, single, focused. When Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego got the focus and inquired of God concerning the secret of King Nebuchadnezzar, the light came. Focus. When you are not a person whose mind is pulled in too many directions, and you are a man, a woman of one thing, focused, focused, you pursue it and pursue it, and you are determined and decided that you must get that target, then your life is flooded with light. And finally, number five is uprightness of life. Uprightness. Psalm 97 verse 11. It said light is sown for the righteous. Light is sown. Righteousness equals brightness. Unrighteousness equals darkness. A life that is a life of unrighteousness and a life of compromise can never connect light. Light is sown for the upright. Is sown for the upright. If you want God to sow light into your life as a seed, it takes uprightness. Tonight, we are going to make demands on light for our lives, for the church, and for the nation. I saw somebody in counseling, and she said she has asked God and said, Lord, what is my problem? Show me my problem. He said, use your servant to show me my problem. So she prayed and then went to sleep, and then saw herself, and she saw that I appeared, not a member of this church, but she said, I appeared, and I said, follow me to the village of your husband. And went there and went into, long story made short, into an excavated dungeon and pulled out a wooden image. And he said, that is you that they tied there. That is you they tied there. But today you are lost. Light. That is revelation of the spirit coming to expose something that is a mystery behind a miserable life of years. Before this season is over, light shall come. Anybody ready for that light? Stand up on your feet and shout the loudest amen. A louder amen. I can tell you in the name of Jesus, those who see you by the time this month is ending, they will envy you and ask what your secret was. And you will tell them you persisted in the fast until God changed your story. Lift your hands and appreciate God. Begin to thank him for the word you just heard. Appreciate him. Honor him. Appreciate him. Honor him. Lift your voice. Appreciate him.
Father, we appreciate you. Thank you for the word.
By your name. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' precious name, we're still going to appreciate God for all that he has done in our lives in the course of this fast this year. Diversities of encounters and testimonies. Lift up your hands as we pray. Say, Father, we appreciate you. Thank you for your love.
for your goodness,
for your
mercies
to our lives.
Thank you, Lord,
for the multiplied
testimonies
of your goodness
in our midst.
To you
be all the glory
in
Jesus' name.
Open your mouth
and pray.
Father, we
appreciate you.
Thank you
for your goodness.
Lord, we
thank you for your
goodness.
Thank you
for your love.
Thank you
for your mercies.
Lord, we
appreciate you
for the
multiplied testimonies
of your
goodness
that we
have seen in the course
of this verse.
Lord,
we appreciate
you.
Lord, we
thank you for your
love, for
your goodness,
for your
mercies
for our lives.
Thank you
for the multiplied
testimonies.
Thank you
for your goodness
in our
lives.
We appreciate you.
Thank you
for your love.
Thank you
for your goodness.
For
your mercies to our
lives.
We appreciate
you
for the multiplied
testimonies.
In
the name
of
Jesus.
Lift up
your hands as we pray,
as we make
demand on the blood of
Jesus
to cleanse
us as we approach
the Holy of Holies.
Say, Father,
we ask,
Father,
we
thank you
for the
blood of Jesus
that
gives us access
into
the Holy of
Holies.
To you
be all the praise.
Again,
Father,
thank
you
for the
blood of
Jesus
that
gives us access
into
the Holy of
Holies.
To you
be all the praise, Lord,
in
Jesus' name.
Open your mouth and pray.
Lord,
we thank you
for the blood of
Jesus tonight
that
gives us access
into
your presence,
into
the Holy of Holies.
Lord,
we thank you
for the
blood of Jesus
that
cleanses us,
that gives
us access.
In the name of Jesus, we pray. John chapter 1 in verse 5, the Bible said, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Lift your hand and say, Father, I ask that you expose and expel every work of darkness in my life by the light of your word, by the light of your presence and personality, in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask that you expose and expel every work of darkness in my life by the light of the word and your presence and your personality, in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Father, I ask that you expose and expel every work of darkness in my life. Expose, expel every walk of darkness in my life by the light of your word, by the light of your presence, Lord, by the power of your personality. Reculega demina gastatalia, e ropondo gobogozo colopurat, Kato, Lakanda Bogota Bidagasa, Rababababarada Bagabagabada, Ejakunamina Mama Barada, Labarada Balabarada, Ilarada Babalabarada Gabalabarada, Lagoborada Bagabalabarada Bagabada, Etoli Brata Keleberoda, release the light of the world to illuminate my life, Irobogabalabada, to expose every walk of darkness, to dispel every walk of darkness, to expel every walk of darkness. Lagoshe tobe kalarato, nando bogo bogo babalo, irato kobe lagabayada, erada da 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 da, erada da koba lavarada, erakondo bogo da bagabada, jaguda gaya tola baguda gaske, lakoporoto pe lakapataya, lagarato koba gabagada, jada ya kopalada, eruba digalika patuna gaska. Father, expose and expel every work of darkness in my life. La manika bayato koshetolia. Every oppression of darkness in my life. Father, expose it by your word. Expose it by the light of the word. Expose it by the light of your presence. Expose it by the light of your personality. Lakudega bagudagaska. Nentolo brodogo sokolo borodo. Eshakulaga bayata. Erobodogo bolorodo. Eteko palako tepakudagaska. Nepando bilarote izoloto. Eshakayado dogo lorodo. Lagarada da 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 da. Inde loporodogo balaradagada. Etoko parafotako soto. Jagalagarado bagayada magada. Inde lepo. Roto minagaskalela ya larada do baga 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 baga.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
We are going on in praying, and this time around we are praying for the church, praying for this assembly first, and then the body of Christ in Nigeria and worldwide. We are going to ask God tonight and say this after me, Father.
We ask
that you expose, and expel,
every work
of darkness, and every agenda,
of darkness
in your church
in this season
in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. As we are praying in that light, I want us to be specific and tell God that as He exposes to expel workers of darkness and agents camouflaging themselves in the church, that as it is done, that the church of Christ will not be dragged in the mud. Let it be clear that these are agents. Let it be clear that these are workers of darkness. Lift up your voice and pray in that line again. Le We'll pray. Now, having expelled and exposed and expelled, we are going to add that the light of God's glorious presence will draw men to himself in the church. Say after me, Father.
Father.
Today,
we ask
that by the light, of the glorious gospel
of our Lord Jesus,
that you draw
all men
to you
in this season.
Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray.
In Jesus' precious name, lift up your two hands. I will take the subject again of light. As the light attacks the darkness, send me light of illumination, light of revelation. Show me what I haven't seen before. Lift your hands and take the song. In the name of Jesus, send the light, send the light, send the light, oh Jehovah, send the light into my soul. In the name of Jesus, send the light, oh send the light, oh send the light, oh Jehovah, send the light into my soul. In the name of Jesus, send the light. Oh, send the light. Oh, send the light. Oh, Jehovah, send the light into my soul. One more time. In the name of Jesus, send the light. Oh, send the light. Oh, send the light. Oh, Jehovah, send the light. Into mass.
Lift your hands and say, Father, I ask for your light
in my soul.
Light of direction,
light of illumination,
revelation, things I never saw before. Open our eyes to see. Into your church, send us light, brighter light, illumination, revelation, direction. We receive light. I receive light into my life now. Open your mouth and pray. We receive light. Illumination. Send light. Send light. Send light. In Jesus' precious name. Today and between now and tomorrow, someone is going to encounter light. Bright light that will take you by surprise. Isaiah chapter 42 verse 16. 4:2-1:6, he said, and I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them, and not forsake them. Father, make this scripture real in my life. Make it real in the church. Make it real in the nation. Lift your hands and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you deliver my life, deliver the church, deliver our nation from spiritual blindness. Lead us in paths we have not known before. Make darkness light before, and make crooked things straight in my life, in our church, in the church, in the nation, in the name of Jesus. Father, deliver me, deliver your church, deliver our nation from spiritual blindness. Lead us in paths we have not known before. Make darkness light before us. Make crooked things straight in our nation, in our church, in our lives. Oh Lord, we receive it now. Open your mouth and pray. Pray, 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 pray. Deliver my life, deliver the church, deliver our nation from spiritual blindness. Lead us in paths we have not known before. Make darkness light before us. Make crooked things straight in my life, straight in the church, straight in the nation. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we need light in Nigeria. 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 Ile perota sata kalalaba. Ile memenege ya galaya. Zorotalidis. Zorotalidis. Empere de Viadosa. Empere de Viadosa. Mama galagaya riadada. Ile pepere de belebiya gaga. Kalalaba meda. Ile tefeke le de vida gagaradas. La kwa tua sua tua kwa talala. Ile ketele tere teke kitikalala. La kwa sua takaka. Jagada batara kalata peratika ta. Zelo perote kose. Let toi soit toi là. Deliver me from spiritual blindness. Deliver the church from spiritual blindness. Deliver the nation from spiritual blindness. Open our eyes in the name of Jesus. Make darkness to become light in our land. Make crooked things straight, oh God. Hold our hands and lead us in Jesus' name. One more time. Lift your hands. The right hand across your eyes, the other hand lifted high, as a point of contact for your spiritual sight and for the sight of our nation. Say after me, Father, I ask that you deliver me from spiritual blindness. Deliver the church from spiritual blindness. Deliver the nation from spiritual blindness. Lead us in paths we have not known before. Make darkness light before us, and make crooked things straight, oh God, in my life, in the church, in our nation. Do it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray again. Father, we ask, deliver me, deliver the church, deliver our nation from spiritual blindness. Father, lead us in paths we have not known before. Make darkness light before us, and make crooked things straight in my life, in our life, in the church, in our nation. In the name of Jesus, megalagayadas. Make darkness light. Whatever is under the cover of darkness in this nation, make it light. Make crooked things straight in our lives, in the church, in the nation. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, let the PDC, let the PDC, let the PDC, let the PDC Mikitala, 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 let the PDC Mikitala,
Kazi, Eleverinata, Osokobaranta, Ikazelu Tofoya, Elime Meretefe, Ekese Koko, Muzuminana, Lagabarakis, Lagabarakis, Eferekadinasa, Lamaratosa, Gagalagayadis, Eleferetise, Keketeretiatosa, Lamarata, Sulakata, Lagaretes, Pelletina, Mamarotes, Etilina, Gagaratas, Lapruni, Kitiana, Sakali, Melite, Kostepi, Titani, Gagalitos, Rukama, Manasa, Lafire, Ketesidi, Elide, Melora, Tasita, Parata, Kakaza, Lato, Pretona, Tadene, Meletesa, Lete, Fete, Suti, Kali, Manata, Lete, Berega, Degezegalala, Lete, Pito, Rogogoruzo, Exhala, Labata, Exhala, Labata, Sana, Gagalaya, Elefere, Sitidi, Elefere, Sitidi, Minigleada, Lete, Ferete, Tesalala, deliver me, deliver the church, deliver the nation from spiritual blindness. Lead us in paths we have not known before. Make darkness light in our land. Make crooked things straight in our life, in the church, in the nation. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' precious name. The Lord has answered us in Jesus' name. Crooked things shall be made straight in our nation. Everything under the cover of darkness now shall be exposed. In the name of Jesus. And the Lord will show us things we haven't seen before. And in your personal life, everything under the cover of darkness shall be exposed. Every oppression and affliction shall be exposed. And in the body of Christ, darkness shall be exposed. Every darkness that camouflages as light shall be exposed. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for hearing us. Lift your hands and begin to appreciate God and thank him and honor him. Appreciate him. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. In Jesus' precious name. I prophesy upon that communion. I had announced on Tuesday, healing and deliverance service, that we'll take communion for the rest of the week. How many of you were there when I said that? But I think some of our people were not there, so they didn't have it in mind. But it's highly commendable that they quickly have done the communion for us tonight. And I speak upon this communion as it was last night. It's a continuation today. On the road to Emmaus, in the breaking of bread, in Luke chapter 24, verse 30 and 31, their eyes were opened as he broke the bread and the saw. Every spiritual blindness today that vanishes from your life, everything that blocks your eyes, your ears, our eyes and our ears from seeing the things we need to see about our lives, about God's plan for us, about our destiny and about our future, today they are uprooted, they are flushed out, they are erased and deleted by the power of the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, by the power of this same blood of Jesus, I decree today that there shall be light in your life. As you open the scripture, you shall become an open book. In the name of Jesus. And every affliction in your life, affliction of near success syndrome, failure at the edge of breakthrough, spirit husband, spirit wife, spirit children, serpent spirit, the spirit of delay, the spirit of stagnation, the spirit of backwardness, spiritual lukewarmness, lethargy, prayerlessness, help out. What's happening there? Lika bagadiga lagayagada. The spirit of lethargy. The spirit of lethargy. Decree tonight in the name that is above every name, everything in your life and in your body that has not been planted by my Father in heaven, tonight they are uprooted and they are flushed out by the power of the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I decree today marks the end of the agenda of hell in Jesus' precious name. And that devil in that girl, today is the last day you will operate like that here. Today is your last day. Get out of that body and return back here no more, forever, in the name of Jesus. Father, I give you the praise and I give you the honor.
because of freedom, because of liberty. I give you the praise. I give you the honor because of victory. I give you the praise. I give you the honor because light has come. Deliverance has come. Healing has come. Liberty has come. This moment, God will open your eyes. As you sleep overnight, He will open your eyes. I call it done in Jesus' name. And whatever is in your body that is not planted by God is going now. The spirit of death dies now. Cancer dies now. Kidney failure, lung failure, liver disease, HIV, sickle cell anemia. You are flushed out by the power of the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name.
So shall it be.